This is JIS News. Coming up, government to amend net billing law, cyber incident response team fully equipped, and campaign launched to revitalize the dairy industry. The news in detail after the break.
Mr. Nepa, you come to check the air monitor?
Yes, man. This is an industrial zone. We have to monitor the air quality.
Sometimes what is released affects us bad, including what is let out in the sea.
Listen, when you see heavy smoke or dusting, smell any unusual odor in the community, call Nepa 754-7540. Let's work together for a cleaner environment.
A message from the National Environment and Planning Agency and the Pan American Health Organization.
Now the news. Energy Minister Philip Paulwell says a minor change to the law governing the net billing program will be undertaken in order to resume the initiative. Speaking at the opening of the energy services company ESCO Jamaica conference in New Kingston Wednesday, Mr. Paulwell assured that the program would be reopened following the amendment.
There was a slight snag in that the new law mandates the ESET to be responsible for new generation capacity. We have met and we believe that it is not appropriately placed at ESET, and the OUR is going to resume processing these licenses, and we're doing a slight amendment to the law to facilitate that.
The award of net billing licenses is part of measures to liberalize the energy sector and diversify the energy base. The licenses allow persons to sell excess energy generated through renewable sources to the Jamaica Public Service, JPS Grid. The Cyber Incident Response Team, CIRT, aimed at safeguarding government information technology systems against cyber threats, is now fully equipped and operational. The team was set up through technical assistance from the International Telecoms Union and the Inter-American Committee Against Terrorism.
The Cyber Emergency Response Team is mandated to deal with critical technical issues as they relate to cybersecurity. The CERT facility is now fully equipped and is housed at the premises of eGov Jamaica and is staffed as well.
Junior Technology Minister Julian Robinson. He says the team will ensure that risk assessments are undertaken and the necessary preventative measures, best practices, and standards are applied and promoted in the public and private sectors. Funding for the purchase of equipment and training of personnel was provided by the Inter-American Committee Against Terrorism, an agency of the Organization of American States, OAS. Four public and private sector partners have joined forces to launch the Drink Real Milk campaign in a bid to revive the Jamaican dairy industry. The companies are the Caribbean Broilers Group, Separate Limited, Newport Fursan Jamaica Limited, and the Jamaica Dairy Development Board. The campaign, valued at an initial $10 million annually, aims to improve production and increase consumption of locally produced milk over the short to long term.
We have never really targeted the consumers, and that's very important because that's where the demand is coming from. Now, when you increase the demand, then it means that there's an opportunity to supply more milk and for our farmers to expand. So from a business point of view, what we are likely to see is an increase in investments in dairying, and that is exactly what we want, because we want to expand the milk production, because we really are importing way too much dairy products.
Chief Executive Officer, Jamaica Dairy Development Board, Hugh Graham. All industry stakeholders are invited to join and participate in the campaign. And the Ministry of Agriculture and Fisheries is reporting that over 3.5 million kilograms of produce have been harvested to date from the 9 agroparks being operated across the island. Portfolio Minister, the Honorable Derek Kellyer, says the agropark model of agricultural production has proven to be among the best practices.
As we go forward, we have identified several other areas for the establishment of another 9 parks over the next 3 years. These are among a number of others that are at different levels of scoping for development in the medium and long term.
Minister Kellyer was speaking at the corporate launch of Agricultural Chemicals Limited, AG Chem, in St. Andrew earlier this week. AG Chem was incorporated in September 2014 to take over the operations of J. Ray & Nephew's Agricultural Chemicals Division. The company is also a subsidiary of Caribbean Chemicals and Agencies Limited, incorporated in Trinidad and Tobago. That was JIS News. I'm Peter Gay Hodges.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.